Today on Straight Talk Africa, Voice of America's musical tradition began with jazz in the 1950s. And in Africa, with Leo Sarkazian's Music Time in Africa in 1965. The tradition continues unabated. That's coming up next, right here on Straight Talk Africa. Hello, welcome to Straight Talk Africa. It's Wednesday, August 27th. I am Shaka Sali. Our social media reporter, Maria Majaru, is off for the day. But today, we'll talk about the significance of African music on the Voice of America and how for over 50 years, our listeners from across the continent have been able to enjoy a variety of the music genre on our airwaves. And coming up later in our STA inbox, you, our audience, have weighed in through your emails and Facebook comments about your favorite African music, from traditional to Western, to the latest hits of the continent. We'll reveal some of them ahead on Straight Talk Africa. But first, Voice of America has a long and legendary history of bringing music to its listeners. My colleague Paul Sisco wants us to know the beat goes on.
Jazz, what some call the music of freedom, was first heard by millions of Voice of America listeners in the 1950s, thanks to broadcaster and legend Willis Conover.
Willis Conover speaking. This is the Voice of America Jazz Hour.
Another musical legend at VOA, Leo the Music Man for Africa, Sarkazian, debuted in 1965 with Music Time in Africa, a groundbreaking radio show that is still being heard on VOA's airwaves across Africa, the diaspora, and around the world.
Music Time in Africa is a pan-African music show that tries to reach audiences from across the continent, from younger people to older people, traditional music, pop music, and everything in between.
Trying to fill Leo's shoes and keeping the Music Time tradition alive is Heather Maxwell.
So this is the Leo Sarkazian African Music Library. What's here is 50 years worth of African music, starting from 1965 to the present.
Wow.
Started on reel-to-reel, then went to cassette, and then went to mini-disc, vinyl, 45s, 33s, and now CDs.
Mango tree, your shade looks lovely.
And you perform.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I'm a singer.
People sitting under you, trying to beat.
I'm a singer and I also love African instruments, so I play a few different kinds. I play the balafon and an instrument called the kamalingoni, which is a six-string harp.
In addition to Music Time, the Voice of America broadcasts a wide variety of popular musical programs and specials.
Music.
The Soul Lounge. Hamilton Live.
Born in America and enjoyed around the world.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
And African Beat with David Vandy.
African Beat is a show that showcases Africa's talent, you know, the music from African stars that are out there, and especially old and upcoming stars that are looking to be heard.
African Beat showcases the latest and greatest of contemporary African music and conversation.
Hello, Africa. I'm here with David Vandy, with my brother, African Beat.
You have a pretty good time doing it yourself, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
With special thanks to Heather and David and a host of others at VOA, music lovers will continue to rock and roll, dance and jam to obscure and popular African rhythms for years to come.
What's your message to your listeners and our viewers out there? In a few words.
We still care about Africa. We care about them. We love the African culture. And in turn, of course, we have their love also. And that is the satisfaction of our work.
Paul Sisco, VOA News.
Thanks, Paul, for that report. Now joining us here in our Washington studios are two distinguished guests. Heather Maxwell, producer and host of Music Time in Africa, Voice of America's longest-running English-language radio program, which airs Saturday and Sunday since 1965. This award-winning program has featured Pan-African music that spans all genres and generations. Heather Maxwell is an ethnomusicologist and experienced music professional in West Africa and the United States. And David Vande, host of Voice of America's African Beat, radio program that showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music and conversation. The program airs Monday through Friday. David hails from the Sierra Leonean capital, Freetown itself. He has hosted and produced numerous news and music shows in the US and West Africa. Well, Heather and David, frankly, I have to say that I am profoundly honored and exceedingly humbled to have the opportunity to host you for the first time, mind you, on Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having us on your show.
You're most welcome. How does it feel to be in Studio 52?
On Straight Talk Africa?
Yes.
Straight Talk Africa is one of the biggest television shows around the world. And so for me to be on Straight Talk Africa, well, it's huge, and I'm exceedingly happy to be here today.
Well, thank you so much for your kind words. I have to say, frankly, that I'm profoundly humbled. Later in the program, we'll give you, the audience, a chance to call and talk with our guests. The number to call is 202-619-3111. You just can't record is 1. Let me come to you again, Heather, immediately. What inspired you really to get into music, and not only music, but African music?
Music is easy. What inspired me was my family. Mm-hmm. I come from a family of musicians. My mother plays piano, my two brothers play guitar and sing, mm-hmm. and so we always played music together. In fact, we used to sing, we had a family gospel band, we used to sing in churches. Mm-hmm. All throughout the state of Michigan, which is where I'm from. And the other thing is, when I was growing up, I lived in a rural area in Michigan, mm-hmm. and we had horses. Mm-hmm. And I took care of the horses, and every morning and every evening, we had maybe between 12 and 15 horses at one time, and I would take them out to pasture and then have to call them back in. So I used my voice a lot. Horses, you know, mm-hmm. and I just used my voice because I had so much space, and I had animals that responded to that. And so that's what got me into music. And then the African music, you know, as I started getting older and studying music in college, I really loved the sound of African music because we had to get exposed to music from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And my favorite was African music. Just spoke to me, and I said, I want to go to a place like that. I want to go there and meet these people who make this great music.
Now, a lady from Michigan. Motown is not really very far from where you were.
No, I'm from Flint.
One would have thought that you would probably have been thinking or dreaming of going to Motown, or even Hollywood for that matter. Mm-hmm. Why Africa? Why Mali, of all places?
I don't know. You know, actually, to tell you the truth, I started studying music seriously in college because I had a scholarship to study music. Mm-hmm. And here, back at that time, studying music, if you got a scholarship, it was serious music you studied. So I was studying opera. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a couple years into opera, I realized that just was a little stiff for me. I love it. I still love it, but
to Milano, go to Roma, you know, Italy.
It's true. Hmm? But you know, so if you're being in the academic route of music, Motown, you don't need academics to.
You don't.
Or Hollywood, you just go and try your chances. So it was the academic route that got me into opera, and then into world music, and then finally Mali. I was selected to go to Mali as a Peace Corps volunteer. Uh-huh. And since I spent 2.5 years there and learned the language and some instruments, then I just really felt a connection, a special connection to Malian music.
I see.
Yeah.
David, what about you? What inspired you?
Well, you know, when I was a small boy, my mom used to sell drinks at home, you know, and so when the people come to drink, there was always time for music. And so we had this little boom box, like we call it, like a turntable, you know, in like a briefcase. You open it and the speakers are up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I was the music man.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing the music. And fortunately, in the house where we were staying at that time, there was one of Sierra Leone's top bands that used to practice there, the Super Combo Kings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was their base. And so it was like every day there was music around me. And when people come in the evening, I play music for them, you know, and they enjoy themselves. And at the end of the day, they give me my own little tip. So I started with that. And in those days in Sierra Leone, we listened to every kind of music. You know, they play every kind of music on the radio. You go to parties. It's not just Sierra Leone music. You know, our people will sing like the Lingala or Swahili as if those songs were actually made in Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
So we become used to hearing and dancing to all class of music.
You said you just became a music man, but it didn't just happen, really. How did you work your way into that position, man?
Well, because I've been used to doing it since I was coming up, and when I grew up, I found myself getting into theater, you know? And in theater, you blend it with music.
Did you learn it in church, in the neighborhood, in the community, school?
Well, church is part of it.
Uh-huh.
Church is part of it. The community, again, is part of it. You know, we do community theater. I was a member of a youth fellowship in church.
Mm-hmm.
So we obviously have a singing group. So I was singing, even though my voice is not as good as Heather's. But that was it. And so when I had the opportunity to get into radio, my first program I did on radio was a music show. In fact, at that time, the only radio station we had in Sierra Leone was the National Service. It closes at 12 midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the first Sierra Leonean to walk from midnight to 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine you have to keep the people up with music.
The graveyard shift. Did you have an audience?
Oh, mighty audience. The people followed me religiously, and they refused to sleep. They refused to sleep. And even by the time I leave the studio to get home, some of these little pubs and bars, you turn off their own music and tune to me on the radio. So when I'm coming back, they will all be sitting there waiting for me. I have to make stops on the way.
What was your most favorite genre, type of music that you played?
Well, because I grew up listening to all kind of music, I could not pick a particular one, but basically what we were used to more, it was the African style of music, like the Congolese kind of music,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Like so, Suku.
Like, well, Sukus came in late. Like,
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, in those days when you used
Rumba.
To... Yeah, like the Rumba, you know, those kind of stuff. Those were, they really take us to a different level.
So what about your audience? You seem to be very, very popular.
Well, it's just like Sheka Sali of Straight Talk Africa.
Mm.
When you sit in front of that television, you give your all. And no matter what, those are the people you are working for. And the first thing you learn is to keep your audience tuned in. Try to keep them tuned in. Because the day you let them tune off, for them to come back to you is going to be very difficult. So I always try to make sure that whatever my problem is, I leave it out of the door. So by the time I get into that studio, I'm a whole different person.
You're focused.
Yeah, I'm focused.
You have a passion for it.
The passion for the job, and I do it because I love what I do.
Well, thank you so much. Before we pause for a short break, we would like to remind you that Straight Talk Africa is on the social networking website, Facebook. Just enter the keyword, Straight Talk Africa, become a fan and connect with other friends of the Voice of America. We'll be right back with you, so please, don't go away.
Voice of America's Music Time in Africa. Music Time in Africa is VOA's longest-running English language program. It was founded in 1960. 365 by VOA broadcaster Leo Music Man for Africa Sarkisian, whose dazzling and unparalleled collection of original African music is now housed at the VOA studios in Washington. In 2012, Heather Maxwell became the host of Music Time in Africa. She is an ethnomusicologist and Afro-jazz singer who has been working, researching, and performing in West Africa and the United States since 1987. She made two commercial recordings in Mali and Ivory Coast. In 2010, her first U.S. CD was released, Africa Soul. In addition, Heather writes the companion blog, African Music Treasures. The program broadcasts Saturday and Sunday at 0900 to 1000 UTC GMT and 20 to 2100 UTC GMT.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct.
And adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on The Voice of America. For more information, visit our website at voanews.com/African Beat.
This is Straight Talk Africa on The Voice of America. What is your opinion about today's topic? Call us at 202-619-3111. U.S. country code 1. When you call, remember the following. Ask only one question. Keep your comment brief and turn down the volume on your radio or television. Now let's return to Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Githui. Now, let me come back again, Heather. I know that you are really good at what you do. That is part of the reason why, in fact, you even have a PhD, a doctorate in philosophy, in the aspect of music that you love.
Yes.
And there is also evidence in the sense that you have actually been able to succeed to interact with your audience. But how does it feel, really, to step into the giant shoes that were left behind by a man called Leo Sarkisian? Isn't it intimidating?
Intimidating, yes, but also incredibly exciting. I wanted the chance to be able to do that because there's such a history to work with and a precedent that I can follow, but yet, you know, the world moves on. And music, one of the greatest things is that there's always new artists, there's always new genres, there's always new news. And so I was really excited to be able to bring it forward and, you know, keep it moving forward in new directions.
Is there something that you think you can very briefly play for us, something that has helped you to connect with the continent?
You mean like one of these instruments?
Yes.
Yeah. Huh? This one I play, it's called the Kamalen Ngoni. Mm-hmm. It's from Mali.
What does it mean?
Kamalengoni is Bambara word. It means a youth harp, young man's youth harp, even mm-hmm. though I'm playing it. Mm-hmm. This one was made just for me, actually, when I was in Mali last time in 2012. Mm-hmm. And women do play it. It's a pentatonic instrument, which means mm-hmm. it's got five notes to the scale instead of seven. Mm-hmm. And
what is a note to an ordinary person?
A note is like do. That's one note. A different note is
so, do, la, so, la, ti, do. When you do that?
Those are all notes.
Really?
And you do it so well.
Thank you.
So this one, this is the octave. And here's the what they call the scale. Mm-hmm. Bum, 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 bum. And then, this is just a riff I learned in Mali.
Huh. It reminds me, actually, about some of the music that I would hear in the tracks accompanying films by one Suleiman Cisse of Mali. in Bambara.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about the Mali Music Project right here at the Voice of America?
The Mali Music Project?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of?
There's some kind of music, you know, there's a Malian program here and what have you and stuff like that.
The Bambara service music?
Yeah.
Well, my show, Music Time in Africa, has originally been in the English language. But a few years ago, the Bambara service started, and they wanted some music for Malians.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did was turn Music Time in Africa into a Bambara program, and I was actually doing the show in Bambara, because I also speak that language.
Yes.
It was a real honor for me, actually, and it was really fun to be able to connect with audiences in Bamako and other places in that language. Since then, we've turned it over to the Malian service, and so now they have their own version of a Music Time in Africa.
What is the reaction like so far?
Oh, people love it. And it's a call-in, and so people, they play mostly Malian music on that station. I can say this for Mali, it's probably true for every country in the world, but in Africa, is that, you know, certain countries love their own music.
Yep.
And they love hearing their own music on the radio. Other stuff too, yeah. It's nice to hear music from different parts, but there's something touching, I think, for audiences to hear the Voice of America in Washington playing their local music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, yeah, I think we both see that.
I think you hit it right on the head, because when people are back home and they hear their music coming from a different country, broadcasting, like the Voice of America broadcasting across the world, and you sit back home and you hear your country music coming from that radio station, it is a big deal. People love it. They love to hear it. It's like, that means people actually recognize what they're doing. Like the international radios do recognize. That is why what we're doing here in Voice of America, it's really unique, you understand, for the fact that Voice of America is one radio station across the world that actually go into the homes of people, Africans, give them time, a whole hour of music, interviews, which is, you don't find it easily in other radio stations.
But David, what about the conventional wisdom, frankly, that whether you like it or not, music, no matter where it comes from, it is a universal language.
It is. Just like I said earlier, for somebody like me, in fact, the fact that it's a universal language, everybody loves music, all right? I tell people, sometimes when you go to places, you say, oh, well, I'm here, I'm not even having fun. Then why did you come? Why did you go there? Oh, they're not playing my kind of music. When you are going to a particular place, let's say I'm going to a Malian party, okay? What I do, I know I'm going to a Malian party. So I'm going to tune my mind to the Malian style of music because that is why I'm going there. So when I go there, when you play this kind of instrument, the kind of music, I definitely have to enjoy it because that's why I'm there, you know? So if somebody says, oh, I'm not enjoying this, well, then it means you are not properly ready to accept the universal language of the music, you know?
If I may add, though, I think that idea that music is a universal language is true, but there are certain levels where it's not true.
For example,
like David's saying, if someone doesn't go to a different environment ready to be open to a new kind of music, they're not going to like it necessarily.
Yeah.
For example, Ethiopian traditional music is very, very different than South African traditional music. And so, you know, the rhythms are different, the modes are different, the beats are different. Even the sense of beauty of a voice is different. And so in that way, it's not a universal language. It's like Chinese and English.
But what about messages, for example? I mean, you talk about South Africa. We could talk about the late, of course, Lucky Dube with African reggae. If you listen to his themes and what have you, clearly you find that the message is universal.
Very true.
Because this pretty much is a music, really, that is an agent for social change.
Very true. The messages can be universal and often are. Very true.
It is true because, like Lucky Dube, he sings most of his songs, all his songs in English, all right? and he sings reggae. He plays reggae, music.
He did.
And reggae music is, you can play it anywhere.
Yes.
He did when he was alive.
Right? When he was alive.
Yes.
You know.
Let's go to the lifeline of the show, which are the telephone callers. We go to Tafa in Ghana. Good evening, Tafa. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Hello, good evening, Shaka. How are you doing?
Hugely terrific. How are you? It's a long time since I heard your voice, man.
yes, Shaka. I always thank you very much for bringing the talk. This wonderful African music every weekend. This lady listens to every Sunday and Sunday. I thank her for coming to the stage from Bora. You know what I enjoy about her, Shaka? Anytime she comes, she speaks Afrikaans, the language we understand very well.
Mm.
The last time I heard her speaking, saying, Yanwali Africa, I was very excited because it's my language. She greeted me directly.
Thank you. Thank
now,
you very much.
Question is that, Shaka, the question is that, hello?
Yes, please.
The question is that, why are we not getting more African musicians, especially the young ones, who come and feed the shoes of Ali Faka Touré and then Baba Mal? These are the two great African musicians who have done wonderful well across the globe.
Thank
but
you.
This time around, we are not getting the young people to come closer to where they are. So I want them to explain this thing for me. Thank you very much, Shaka. God bless you.
You're most welcome, and God bless you, too. How do you want to react to that?
If I may comment, thank you very much for calling in. Looking at the younger musicians, especially like African Beat, we're playing the upbeat, trying to see how we can promote the younger folks. You know, I always say if they have the opportunity of the kind of promotion that we give here, like what Baba Mal and others have been used to having,
mm-hmm.
that made them to go international. Because when people hear them internationally, they are being recognized. And so Voice of America is doing that with African Beat, Music Time in Africa, wherein they have an opportunity for their music to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And even their voices, because we grant them interviews, you know. So if they make their music available to us, We are there. We have given them the opportunity. We have given them the platform.
Mm-hmm.
So all what we need is for them to make their music available to us so that we can be able to push it out there and the world will also mm-hmm. hear about it.
Do you hear from your audience, for example, some people who might in fact be saying, wait a minute, David, you don't know how much really you have made a difference in my life. People, young people who feel like you are inspiring them. And the same is true for you here.
Every day.
Do you hear from those types of people?
Every day.
And what do you do for them?
Well, obviously, when they send in those kind of emails, we make sure we try to read them. At least that is one thing you do for them. You always read their emails that they send in to you. Whether it is in your favor or not,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
always try to make sure you read them. And then we'll tell them, somebody said, David, you should be an African ambassador
mm-hmm.
because you don't know what you're doing.
You're
they said you don't know what
African
you're doing
ambassador.
In the life of us Africans by bringing us together every day.
Without a flag, but you are an ambassador.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think one good thing that I have contributed to, and of course Voice of America has done, is by creating these African music programs.
I see.
Wherein we take a trip around Africa. Just with music. In 1 hour, we go around the continent. I always say, I take you around Africa on disc.
You go around the continent, but from Washington, D.C.
From Washington, D.C.
Do you ever get opportunities to go on the ground and take that music, Voice of America, to the people?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Heather did
yes.
that a yes. few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that
we'll
opportunity
talk about
also.
That, mm-hmm. your trips to Rwanda and Cameroon and
yeah.
what have you.
Mm-hmm.
You're tuned into Straight Talk Africa. We'll have more of our discussion in a moment. But first, here is our letter of the week from a Straight Talk Africa Facebook fan from Uganda, who responded to our question of the week on how music can be an agent for social and political change.
Letter of the week from Patricia Nambi from Kampala, Uganda.
Just listening to music reduces stress. It entertains and a source of income to many artists. Music can be used even in matters related to politics. It can be used to advocate for social and political reforms. Music expresses protest themes, thus portraying specific political messages. Slogans of political groups can be composed into songs. Music can be used for raising awareness and advocacy. Socially conscious musicians sing during demonstrations and political rallies. Music unites people.
I wanted to present music and a side of American culture that is most important to me, that is a part of who I am. They're gonna get some incredible performances. That's one of the things I love, bringing these artists in so you can get to see them do what they do. It's soul music, and that's what music is. It's that which comes from the soul.
This is Straight Talk Africa on the Voice of America. Call us now with your questions and comments. The number 202-619-3111. And the U.S. country code is 1. Call us collect and we'll pay for the call. Or call directs and we'll call you right back. Remember to keep your questions brief. Now back to Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Gizuya, and welcome back. We got tremendous feedback in our STA inbox to this week's question. In 1965, Music Time in Africa debuted on The Voice of America with Leo Music Man for Africa Sarkisian, beginning a long musical legacy on airwaves still to this day. Now, our airwaves features the latest and greatest of contemporary African music, from Benga to Juju, Hip Life, to Bongo, Flava, Bubu, to Sukus. This leads us to our question of the week, which asks, what kind of music do you hear on the airwaves on the continent and what you like to hear more of? Thanks for using all our social media platforms to communicate to us. Let's begin with a comment from Straight Talk Africa Facebook fan Joseph Kamara from Monrovia in Liberia, who writes, I listen to Western music on the airwaves. I appreciate African music because I am Liberian. No matter where I go or whatever passport that I hold, nothing will change my heritage. Another comment comes from Straight Talk Africa Facebook fan Issa Mwakalambo from the northern Tanzanian town of Arusha. He says, I like jazz music from East Africa, particularly Tanzania and Congolese music from Central Africa. I am proud of being an African. Keep African music high. Your reaction, Peter?
Yes. Of course. I agree with that. And that's what we're trying to do
exactly
here at VOA. Mm-hmm. But it's not hard because African music is already high.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Very interesting. Mm. Well, let's move on to a posting from Odin Jeremiah from Kampala, Uganda, who writes, it depends on the station, though the majority now tends to play Western music. But I really love listening to educational and motivational African and reggae songs like that of Lucky Dube, Peter Tosh, and Bob Marley. These songs always teach people about the continent. Mm-hmm. And finally, Daniel A. Brown from Ghana says, music can spark debate or dialogue. I heard in Ghana that Hip Life rap artist Sokodi came out with a song and President John Dramani Mahama replied. I do not have news of what was said, but at least there was a conversation. Your reaction, David?
Well, I say this all the time, that it gets to a point where the musicians take over, even where the journalists are failing. Because when you take, for example, like a country where I come from,
mm-hmm,
Sierra Leone,
mm-hmm,
where journalists are becoming more political,
mm-hmm,
you understand, leaning to one side and not being objective, the musicians are sort of taking over. because when they go out there, they put their songs and then they tell the government exactly what the people are saying. You know, I can remember we did a show with Am Kulel from Mali. Mm-hmm. That was one of his main goals, wherein he meets with the people, you understand, the yes. grassroots people, and they talk to them. And all what they do is put them in the form of music. Mm-hmm. And everybody listens to that music. Mm-hmm. And so if the government is smart enough, they will listen. But sometimes when they don't listen, they're forgetting that the power that the musicians have, they use their music. They talk to the people every day because the people listen to them and listen to their music every day. So that is a very, very important factor.
But surely mm-hmm. you are not suggesting by any measure that musicians do not take sides, because if we are, for example, engaged in the aspect of music that promotes social change, mm-hmm. surely there must be someone that feels uncomfortable.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
It happens a lot. That's why music gets censored.
People do feel uncomfortable mm-hmm. because maybe what they're hitting on is hitting you directly. So you will feel uncomfortable.
It's hitting a nerve.
And in Africa, if you're not lucky enough, maybe you'll be in one tight corner before you know it, mm-hmm. you know? But again, some of them, again, sometimes they also get carried away,
mm-hmm.
you know? They also get carried away mm-hmm. and try to lean on one side. Mm-hmm. But if you know that you have the fans, the people that follow you, I think you should be responsible enough to give them the right thing that they are looking for, because if the leaders don't give it to them, then they'll be looking forward to mm-hmm. you to help them in that route.
I see. Well, that does it for today's social media segment. Thanks to our guests for responding to our audience. Just a reminder that we appreciate all the feedback, whether it's in social media form or using other means to communicate to us. Please keep them coming. And if you are a new fan, drop us a line at africatv@voanews.com. Once again, our email address is africatv@voanews.com, or post your comment on your Facebook page. Enter the keyword Straight Talk Africa. Be sure to visit us online at voaafrica.com, or you can join our YouTube channel. Subscribe to VOA TV to Africa. Now let's take a look at what's on tap for next week's program.
Next week on Straight Talk Africa, from the classroom to the real world, the Mandela Washington Fellows intern with some of America's top employers and government agencies. What did they learn? Find out next week right here on Straight Talk Africa.
Welcome back. We are talking about the significance of African music on The Voice of America, and how for over 50 years, our listeners from across the continent have been able to enjoy a variety of the music genre on our airwaves. Our distinguished guests are Heather Maxwell, producer and host of Music Time in Africa, Voice of America's longest-running English-language radio program, which airs Saturdays and Sundays. David Vande, host of Voice of America's African Beat radio program that showcases the latest the greatest of contemporary African music and conversation, which airs Monday through Friday. Well, Heather and David, I have to say that I'm profoundly honored and exceedingly humbled to have had the opportunity to host you for the first time on Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The privilege is ours.
You're most welcome. Come again. Any pleasant surprises, Heather, so far since you joined The Voice of America? You must have had expectations. You must have had the vision thing and all that kind of stuff. How has it been so far for you?
So far, I've loved every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like David said earlier, it's the best job in the world because we love what we do. I found that being on the radio, being a host on radio is exciting and different. I'm using my voice in mm-hmm. a different way, mm-hmm. and my expertise as an ethnomusicologist and a specialist in African music in a new way, which is great because I'm connecting with people every day. I just love it.
You were recently in Africa, actually.
Yes, and that
was it like?
Terrific. I was in two countries I had never been to before, mm-hmm. Cameroon and Rwanda, and I met many, many musicians, local music professionals, students of music,
in different parts of the country. I didn't just stay in the capital city. I went into the interior in both places. And I brought some of their music back. And earlier we were talking about that. I think that Tafa, the person that called us on the phone.
Yes, from Ghana, yes.
Yeah, he was saying, how can we get young people to play, to become really greats like Salif Keita, or maybe he didn't say Salif Keita. Or,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, I discovered when I was there that students were asking me the same questions, young artists. They told me in both countries that one of the problems is that the local radios don't play, they want to just play the pop music, the sure things,
mm-hmm.
the things that are hits.
Mm-hmm.
And so that if they're doing kind of original music
mm-hmm.
or kind of rootsy music, that they're not as likely to get airtime. And so I wanted to bring that up, that seems to be one way that things could change on the continent, is that the radio producers could give at least a little bit of time
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. to unusual forms of music and creative forms of music.
I hear you.
And I think I want to agree with Ada on that. If I could just take you a little
sure.
bit back.
You have a minute,
remember
please.
When I was okay. General manager of Sky Radio in Sierra Leone, from 6 o'clock in the morning to 12 midday,
mm-hmm.
if you play any other music on the radio show
mm-hmm.
other than music from the country,
right.
then definitely you are you go off air. So you found out that people started becoming acquainted to the Syrian music.
Right.
And they love it because...
They get exposed.
They get right. exposure.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment you play the music all the time and it's become sweet to the mm-hmm. to somebody's ears and they get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we say we're going to be all the time the DJs or the radio personalities out there...
Because it's proven.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yes.
I hear. Let's go again to the lifeline of the show, which are the telephone callers. Good evening, Barry from Liberia. You are most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Good evening, Shaka.
I am hugely terrific. How are you today, Barry?
Not bad, I'm good. Although we have a situation in Liberia, as you can see in the media, you know. But anyway, we thank God we are alive. David, for you, I think I've been in Sierra Leone. I've been listening to you. I went to school there also. But my point here is, you've been hitting the point that I really like, but I wanted to say something here. The African artists, the young who are coming up now, I think these guys are preaching the real message that we, the youth of the 21st century, really need. You know, I'm not disputing that the older artists are not doing the right thing, you know. Actually, I think I would like for VOA to promote most of these African artists, like the younger ones that we call the frontline musicians,
mm-hmm.
who see the real situation in Africa and pass on the message, you know. So I think it's going to be super if you guys can just look into that. Like I can remember for the 60s, it started Jussie Chéris in like... have this guy that we call Dave. These are people who really, during the heydays, they really make people feel happy. And life, we're so good those days.
Thank you. Thank you,
so
buddy.
Like,
thank you,
like presently in my... All right.
Thank you very much. Your point is well made. Let's go to Nigeria. Good evening, Patrick. You're most welcome to Straight Talk Africa.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Shaka. Good evening, our guest.
Usually terrific. What is your question, sir?
Yes, my question is, honestly speaking, without music, there is no entertainment industry. First of all, I have to thank the Music Time in Africa, the presenters there. Short, they are good. Now, what I want them to find out for them is that let's look at music in 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. You see, music like Sweet Mother, or Sunday Owende. Now, if you look at those musicians, they're very, very educative. That during Mother's Day, they play all those Sweet Mother. Now, my question to our guest, the presenter of the Music Time in Africa, is this: now, how do you see the music of present days of 20s, this 21st or 20th century, comparing with the music of 60s and 70s? Which one do you prefer best? Thank you very much. I've been a pleasure in America. Patrick O'Crawford is my name.
Thank you very much, and may God bless you, Patrick. A reminder that you are tuned into Straight Talk Africa. If you wish to participate in our discussion, please call us at 202-619-3111. US country code is 1. We'll continue our discussion in a moment, so please, don't go away.
Voice of America's African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from banga to juju, hip life to bongo flavor, boo-boo to soukous, and more since 2006. Host David Vandy is from Freetown, Sierra Leone, and has hosted and produced numerous news and music shows in the U.S. and West Africa. He also established Sierra Theater Production, a drama group based in the United States. Vandy has interviewed several music talents, including South Africa's Yvonne Shaka Shaka, dubbed the Princess of Africa, and Emerson, an internationally recognized Sierra Leonean Afropop musician. The program broadcasts Monday through Friday at 0900 to 1000 UTC GMT and 20 to 2100 UTC GMT.
We're able to touch on things that are important to people on an everyday basis. We hope that our viewers are getting inspired when they watch our show. They're getting a view of the world from a different perspective, things that perhaps are not in their immediate vicinity. Today, I could put in on the show something that is a little different, a little unique, and this gives me that inspiration to come to work.
Show, please write and tell us what you think or give us some suggestions. Be sure to tell us what station you're tuned into. Our address, Straight Talk Africa, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Or send us an email at africatv@voanews.com. Log on to our website at voaafrica.com. Or post your comments on Facebook. Keywords, Straight Talk Africa.
Thank you very much, Esther Githui. And of course, this is Straight Talk Africa, coming to you live from Washington. Let me come to you again, David. The question from Patrick in Nigeria. He wants you to compare and contrast the music of earlier times.
Of earlier times.
The music of today.
One thing I do on African Beat is that even though the program is upbeat, I try to make sure it cuts across age barrier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he was talking about Sweet Mother going back to Osunde Owende, Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe, you know. We try to make sure, because African Beat and music time in Africa is like, we have every audience now, whether it is young, old, middle age, everybody's there. But, you know, comparing the music of the Sweet Mothers with what, like, Peace Choir would play today, those are two different kinds.
Like oranges and apples.
We used to get down on that when I was an undergraduate student in New York.
Exactly.
In the late 70s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the other problems with playing the older stuff is that those songs tend to be super long.
The older stuff, yes.
You know, and the attention span of our listeners today and everyone in the world is shorter.
And right now, what is happening, what I see is that the younger musicians are fusing the music of Africa with the Western world.
Mm, mm.
So that fusion is what is taking place right now. So you find out that even when we have, like, the hip life, the hip life from Nigeria and Ghana, you see that there is a lot of Western style of music in there, because that is the generation that is going with that right now. Mm-hmm. You know, and even when you want to look at those in people that are a little older, you have to make sure you give them something of yesterday, you know, and you coin it with what is happening today.
I agree. That's some of the most exciting music. And if I may add, I think, too, that from the music of yesteryear, one thing that's missing today all over the world, not just in Africa, is that young musicians don't take the time to really master an instrument or even play, because they can take a shortcut by going electronically and using a beat.
Exactly.
But, you know,
it's invaluable to be a player or a singer, a real singer. And I think that young musicians should remember that and focus a little bit on that. That could really bring a lot to contemporary music.
You know, of course, there is this Ebola epidemic.
Yeah.
In Sierra Leone, where you come from, neighboring Guinea and of course, Liberia,
yeah.
This is rather very sensitive sort of an issue, but can we listen to some music on Ebola?
Yeah, we have a lot. In fact, I've been playing some on my show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these songs have been coming in because artists are coming together. Musicians are now coming together to see how they too can use their talent to sensitize the people. So using the music to sensitize the people, since they know that people listen to them.
Exactly.
You know, so they're using the music. In fact, on my African Beat show for the last week, I've always been starting off the show with something on Ebola.
I thought we had something like that we would actually be listening to it. What can you tell us about your theater? You're also into theater, David.
Yes.
And I know that you invited me. I was supposed, for example, to attend
My last play, yeah.
Your last play, and unfortunately I couldn't make it due to, frankly, circumstances beyond my control. And I hope you'll find some space in your beautiful Sierra Leonean heart. Forgive me for that.
Yeah, we are very forgiving people, so you are forgiven.
Thank you so much. Talk to us about theatre.
Yeah, you know, theatre is something I've been doing for way back to the mid-70s. You know, I started it in school, went into mainstream, you know, did it in college before I came to the United States. And in the United States, in as much as I love my radio, but I have this passion in me for theater, wherein I'll be able to pass on a message. So, because I look at being here, I don't want our culture to just die out like that. Because especially for our children here, children that are born here by Africans, you know, they're not being taught anything out of what they're being taught here. So using the theater is one area where I look at bringing back our culture so that when they see us as their parents or as their elders doing that, they will also become interested.
Transmitting cultural,
social values that are of utmost importance that they should know about. Maybe when we are home, we don't even have the time to talk to them about it. Mm-hmm. But when they come there and they see a play depicting what some stories in Africa, and they'll be able to look at it and say, wow, I think I can be part of this. And when I started the theater in 2009, 2010, I was able to do a play at the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. And recently, I just finished Cry of the Country Virgin. And there was a day one of the little kids that go with their parents for rehearsals asked me, say, Uncle, is there a village where there are no kids?
Really?
So I was wondering, where is this question coming from? I said, in every village there are kids. I said, but in your own village in the play, there are no kids. So that was how she got herself a role in the play. And so immediately after that, all the kids became interested and they started asking. So that is the main goal. And people are gradually getting used to it, and we want to move it on the road so that more people will get used to the kind of theatre we put out there.
What about you, Heather? Is there something that, again, you'd like to play or something of that sort?
Sure. I mean, I can always sing. I'm always ready to sing.
Would you like to sing for us, for example?
Sure.
Something that is very inspiring, very captivating.
Oh, now something you're throwing me a big challenge.
I know, Shaka. Before now, she was singing Summertime.
Actually, that's true. I was singing Summer. I'll do that. I was singing Summertime with this instrument.
Go for it.
That's one thing I like to do because I'm American. You know, I grew up singing my music. And Summertime I used to sing when I was little with my mother.
And sing the
bumba. But yeah, but I found a way to play it to a Malian rhythm on this instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll try that. Cotton is high.
So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Here's the Malian part.
Terrific, Dr. Heath Maxwell.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
There's more to the song, but I thought I would make it an abbreviated song.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, thank you so much. In fact, I thank you from the deepest bitter part of the bottom of my Cavalier hat. And
so. You're welcome.
What about you, David? Perhaps you have something to say to the younger people. Young people in some neighborhood in Sierra Leone or Soweto in South Africa or somewhere in Nairobi who are aspiring musicians, what is it that they need to do in order to be the best that they can be, or at least to be like you, to climb on your shoulders so as to see a little bit further than you?
All right. I ask them that question all the time, that there are younger people out there who are looking up to them. You know, and one thing I would say to all of you out there is always try to be yourself. And as you try to be yourself, get a focus on education. Because why I'm saying that, most times, like you talk about shortcut, mm-hmm. everybody who has access to keyboard can just go there and take up a keyboard, go into one studio, the makeshift studio, they put some beats together and they say, I'm a musician, you know? And that is wrong. I think the first thing you do is to make sure you get an education. And then you'll be able to focus on the kind of music you want to play. Remember one thing, if you are not yourself, nobody will take you seriously. You know? So I always say that. Always be yourself, always focus on your education, and then when you come out, you know that you're coming out for the better, because other younger folks that are younger than you will be looking forward to you to see how they can copy the good examples that you are portraying. So I think that's what I have to tell them.
Terrific. What about you? Your parting words, 30 seconds?
My parting words will be for young musicians as well, and that is discipline. Don't forget that anything you do, if you really want to be good, and stay true to yourself, which is also really important, which you said, but you have to be disciplined. And you're not going to become a success overnight. If you are, you're lucky. But really, the discipline is what's going to make you excellent.
Focus.
And the focus. And
hard
in
work.
The end, yeah, and you it gives you self-esteem just because you've gone through that.
But at the end of the day, you have to remain authentic. You have to be yourself. On that note, thanks to our distinguished guests, Heather Maxwell, producer and host of Music Time in Africa, Voice of America's longest-running English-language program, and David Vande, host of Voice of America's African Beat, radio program that showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music and conversation. Thanks to our affiliate stations, along with our viewers and listeners, we thank you for tuning in. For many of our Voice of America radio affiliates, Learning English is coming up next. And tomorrow morning is Daybreak Africa with James Batte. On behalf of the Voice of America, thanks for tuning into Straight Talk Africa. In the meantime, get better, not bitter, please. And remember to keep the African hopes alive.
Shauna Renee from Soul Lounge, and this is VOA.
Follow us online at voanews.com.